Now, second is development of the four Brahma Viharas. So what are the four Brahma Viharas? Brahma Viharas means the four sublime abodes, the four sublime states of mind. And these are, first of all, love, in the sense of universal friendliness, then karuna, compassion for all that suffer, mudita, sympathetic joy, rejoicing in the happiness of all other beings who are happy, and then upeksha, peace and equanimity of mind. Now, these four Brahma Viharas are also found in the Mahayana, and they're even found in the Hinayana too. But there's a difference between the Brahma Viharas as found in the Mahayana and as found in the Hinayana. In the Hinayana, the Brahma Viharas are what is known as a samatha practice. They're meant just for calming the mind down. But in the Mahayana, they're not only samatha practices, but samarpati practices. They're practices for developing insight. Because when you develop love and compassion and so on towards all living beings, in the Mahayana context, you realize at the same time that all living beings are void or shunyata. And this is the samarpati aspect. So this particular stage of the practice of the Tara meditation, the development of the four Brahma Viharas, sort of recapitulates these practices, recapitulates the Mahayana. So just as the going for refuge recapitulates in a tantric form the Hinayana, in the same way the development of the four Brahma Viharas recapitulates again in a tantric context the whole of the Mahayana. So this is the second stage. Having taken the three refuges, you sit, as you usually do for meditation, and you develop these four Brahma Viharas of love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And at the same time, you realize that the beings towards whom you direct these feelings, these emotions of love and so on, they are themselves void.